I think the way the springs are set up now, and for every team, you have a harder gauge because of just the amount of OTA work. And I listen, I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. It just is what it is. So you don't have as many practice snaps. You're never in pads. So it's hard to come out of the spring and say, I feel like the team's here, because how many times did you guys ask a question in the spring and I said, we've got to wait till we get the pads on. And I'll give you a great example. Kyrie was a great example. If you said last year at this time, how did you feel about his progress coming out of the spring? You know, it was okay. I mean, but then all of a sudden the pads came on. He was a different type runner than we expected, and it kind of defined him. And so I think the same can be said for your team a little bit until you really begin the process of getting into a scrimmage and then playing your first preseason game. We've seen so much happen. Marcus Colston's another great example. I mean, his spring compared to the training camp in 06, his rookie year, where all of a sudden he earned a starting job, were two totally different experiences for him, one positive, one negative. And so the same as a team, I think that's going to begin to unfold now. So it's a little bit harder as a head coach, I would say, to gauge where you're at necessarily. The first thing you look at is your health. And I feel pretty good about that. And then, you know, the ability to sign Jimmy and those things that you can control during the offseason and begin to kind of get ready for what is the start of training camp. If that's a fair answer, I think it's more challenging now. Well, I think because of the process now, it's not as significant as it would have been 5 years ago. You know, Jimmy, shoot, he had the low time out there today, and that was significant. I mean, I told him to stay in Miami every offseason. I mean, it was outstanding. So, my point is, if there's less team, there's less pads, there's less. Then someone who misses a portion of that is not missing as much as if there wasn't, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And so you quickly get them up to speed, and that's just what we do. I mean, in each year there's a different challenge, and that's the challenge this year. And with Jimmy, he's experiencing what we're doing. With Brandon, there's a lot for him to do and learn. I think absolutely. I mean, we're really looking at all 90, because we can't have an early evaluation, or I shouldn't say an early. We can't have an instant opinion based on the drills that we're doing. You know, we're hopefully bringing them up to speed so that when they get to training camp, they know what to do, because that's the first thing we have to evaluate. And it's hard to evaluate a player that doesn't know what to do.